brothers and sisters. People greet each other and they say, let's be prosperous. Well, do you want to walk on a road which is paved with flowers? Well, you can look around. You can find flowers everywhere. It's spring in Korea. And flowers everywhere. The cherry blossom, the red, the yellow, blue, the violet flowers around. Well, until they have such beautiful flowers, they had to overcome such harsh winter. During the course of Christian life, the people think, you know, they will have prosperous life. However, this Christian life and Christian road is not always prosperous. You gotta know this. There is a praise which says, living for the Lord Jesus is not just an easy road. It can be done only when I lay down my greed, wealth, and fame. But I'm not worried at all because when I offer myself, our Lord, God's hands, so big and wide, hold firmly onto me. Brothers and sisters, we'll delve into the cross of the Lord, and we will also look into our cross. I'm saying our cross, not my cross. That is, it's Manmin's cross. Before we understand our cross, though, we should know that the Lord's cross was a great turn of event. You can find many turn of events in the Bible. The dividing the Red Sea and crossing the Red Sea is another turn of event. The city of Jericho was destroyed only through the obedience of Joshua and Israelites. What about destroying, you know, Goliath? What about Daniel and his three friends who were protected even from lion's den and burning furnace? What about Apostle Paul and Silas, whose prison door was wide open? When people think it's over, when they were at the very end of cliff, Father God prepares a turn of event all the time. I mean, who could have imagined that the Red Sea would be divided and there would be dry land before their eyes? People thought, it's over. They lost heart. However, it was not over. See, can you imagine the Red Sea is before you and the Egyptian army is behind? However, that was not the end. Until it is over, it's not over. Since angels shut the mouths of hungry lions, Daniel was protected. However, who had imagined that? The work of God is not over until it is over. It is over only when Father God said it is over. The human cultivation is the repeated in the process of this turn of events in the providence of Father God and His will. So, in this process, we should never misunderstand. We should never judge. We should never, you know, pre-guess. You gotta know, it is not over until it is over. Until Father God's plan is revealed and He is glorified, it is not over. You gotta look into this with the eyes of faith. That's your job. What if the life of Jesus was over at the end of crucifixion? Well, His life would be recorded as a life of one great man, life of a righteous man. I believe the enemy, devil, and Satan was so pleased with that. You know, they might have said, He saved others, but He cannot save Himself, right? However, the enemy, devil, and Satan could not expect there would be greatest turn of event in the history of human beings 3 days later. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8 says, "We speak God's wisdom in a ministry, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Jesus came to this earth in human flesh, and when the time came, he was crucified and resurrected to open wide way of salvation for all mankind. Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn." As it says, he gave new life to us mankind who were destined to die eternally of diseases and death. What a great grace. But Jews didn't admit Jesus as their long-awaited Messiah, because it was not the Messiah that they were expecting. What they expected was the Messiah, the political Messiah, who could solve all their political problems. They wanted King of Israel, who would stop all the wars and battles, and who would give them true peace and make their country prosperous. However, Jesus didn't come to this earth as a king of flesh. He didn't come to this earth to free Israelites from Roman Empire. Jesus was the Son of God. However, he came to this earth to redeem mankind from their sins. The mankind who are destined to go to the way of destruction due to the sin of disobedience of the first man, Adam. The crucifixion was one of the most cruel punishment. People don't die right away by crucifixion. People had to suffer for a long time, and they die. They suffocate. They cannot breathe well. Water drains from their body. And harmful insects, suck, the blood from the body. The crucifixion shows us that the justice of redemption is so strict. You cannot easily wash your sin. We need this redemption. However, this redemption is not priceless. That's why Jesus was crucified. After great suffering, he died after he shed all his water and blood. He went into crucifixion to help anyone who believes in the name of Jesus Christ to receive salvation. To become the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he had to pay this enormous price. You can find this confession of our Lord in the book published by this church, which is Confession. Let me read it for you. "Father, it's not that this cross is heavy, nor is it that these thorns are painful, but the tarnished earth and the tarnished hearts of men are what weigh heavily on my heart so much. Father, this is going to be only for a moment. It take the cross with hope and joy, Father, because of the glory that you will give to me and the ways of light that you will open for these souls after it is over." He had the weak flesh of man. He had to be thirsty. He had to be hungry. He had to overcome such dreadful whip, nails, and thorny crowns. Was it easy for him because he was the Son of God? No, it wasn't. His utmost love for us made him endure all those sufferings. He did it for us sinners. Because he loved us so much. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. As he died on the cross and resurrected and ascended into heaven, we could solve all our problems of sin, which we could not solve ourselves. And then we were healed of our diseases, and thanks to the Holy Spirit that he sent, we could manage a blessed Christian life. That is, thanks to the cross of our Lord, we were forgiven of our sins, we were healed of diseases, and we received the Holy Spirit. These are amazing blessings which are given to us thanks to the cross of Jesus. However, another amazing fact is that the Lord's ministry of cross has been bearing fruits through this church, Manmin Church. The gospel of sanctification from this church is the words that help people sanctified by casting off their sins. This church is full of healing works. As we don't stop praying, well, I was so, you know, the ministry of Mommy never stops. We have never stopped praying. We are always full of the Holy Spirit. So, we are doing our job well, following the footsteps, carrying our cross after our Lord. Besides, there is our cross that we should bring forth. We should bear to bring forth more perfect fruit. Especially this year, the meaning of this cross comes to our heart. In this moment of blessing, as we think of Senior Pastor, who sacrificed himself to follow and pursue the will of Father God only, we can feel and understand again the sacrifice and love of the cross is so precious. And we can expect the glory of resurrection will be even greater. What does the Lord who took the cross for us want from us? What is that senior pastor wants from us as he is piling up justice even for now? There was a very strong wave. A boy fell into that wave. And there was a fisherman who found him. He swam to approach him. He barely managed to save the boy. In the hospital, the boy woke up and he said, thank you. I will never forget this grace. The fisherman said, Show me. It was worth risking my life to save you. All right, boy? Don't you think this story applies to us? We have to show the evidence through our life that the crucifixion of our Lord, the sacrifice of Senior Pastor, is worth it. We should be able to take our cross with joy for the glory that we will see soon. Now, what is our cross that the Lord left to us? First, it is to believe the works that Father God has done for us. God's works that we experienced were not given so easily. We can experience God's power thanks to Senior Pastor's sacrifice and justice. Also, it's the result of our Father God's special concern. Therefore, the works the Father God has done for us are like, it has be, they all have become like, you know, life to us. So you shouldn't change your heart according to situations. You should not change your mind. Apostle Paul wrote to his disciple Timothy before he was beheaded in Rome. He wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, "Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus." Timothy was doing his ministry in the church in Ephesus. Back then, the persecution by Roman Empire and Jewish people were so harsh. Those who couldn't overcome the persecution forsook that faith. And there were people who believed that even if your flesh commits sin, your spirit will be saved. There were such people. And who brought, you know, they brought the chaos to that church. Okay? They were saying, even if your flesh commits sin, your spirit can be saved. That's what they said. So the church was becoming, you know, secular. In that kind of situation, Paul was encouraging Timothy. And he told him to retrain the standard of sound words, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And hold on to the power of the Holy Spirit. And hold on to your faith. Keep your faith. I believe our senior pastor shares the same heart with this Apostle Paul. He wants us to hold on to the faith and the power of the Holy Spirit we have experienced in this church. Just imagine, I mean, remember all those blessings that you have received in this church. I believe none of you have experienced this. The warmth of our Father God's love and of the Lord. The words of life and power of God that solved all our problems, both in flesh and body. All these things that Father God has done for us cannot be found anywhere else in the world. These were all possible thanks to sacrifice and love of our Jesus Christ. So we should never forget that love of the Lord who died for sinners. And our senior pastor has led us this way, following the way of Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ was even far greater than the sufferings by crucifixion. Because of this love, Father God could give up His Son. Can you imagine how Father God felt when He was watching down, watching over His Son die? However, He could overcome that with His love for souls. And our Lord accomplished the salvation. We should never forget the love of Father God and of the Lord. And also, we should never forget the love of our senior pastor who taught us all this great love. When we receive such great grace, or when we confirm love of others, we confess our love. However, when people face difficult situations, people lose their love. Their love changes over time. During the ministry of Apostle Paul, there were people like that. Apostle Paul mentioned the name of Demas in his letters, such as Colossians 4:14 says, Luke, the beloved physician, sends you his greetings, and also Demas. Paul wrote this letter when he was arrested and imprisoned. In this difficulty, Luke and Demas were following, you know, Apostle Paul. That's why he said this. However, later in the 2 Timothy 4:10, he said, Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Demas loved Paul, loved the Lord, and he was with Paul. However, after time, when Paul was imprisoned again, he saw no vision, so he changed his mind. True love does not change in good times or bad times. That's true friend who does not change his heart. We gotta have this kind of love. True love never changes over time. There were people who truly loved Apostle Paul. They preached the gospel. Even Apostle Paul was beheaded. They knew what Apostle Paul truly wanted them to do. Good examples are Priscilla and Aquila. They devoted themselves to help ministry of Apostle Paul. In letters, Apostle Paul wrote, he mentioned them three times. And we can see how much his Priscilla and Aquila did and helped Apostle Paul's ministry. Apostle Paul even said in Romans 16:4, for my life, they risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Before Apostle Paul was beheaded, they came back to Ephesus and helped Timothy. Apostle Paul could feel easy thanks to these two. As you can see, Priscilla and Aquila helped Apostle Paul, and they were with him all the time. And you and I should be like them. No matter what situation senior pastor is in, we should not change. We can understand what Father God does, what He thinks. However, we believe that He has a plan for us, and we got to believe it. So, we just leave our senior pastor's job onto the hands of Father God, and we believe His plan. What does senior pastor show and teach us? It's a truth and goodness. It is to revere Father God and love the Lord. That's what He taught us. He always taught us good things to give us life. So we got to hold on to this and we got to practice it. Hold on to the truth and keep it. That's true practice of Christian life. Swing back and forth is not true Christian life. As we hold on to the truth, as we do our job well, you will strengthen and encourage senior pastor most. And our Father God is most pleased, and He will be comforted as we do our jobs without changing. In his 37 years of ministry, his life was not always easy and happy. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 says, For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. There were moments like this to our senior pastor. We remember them. However, he has never thought like this. I have believed in Father God and obeyed Him, but why do I face these kind of things? He has never thought like this. When the worldly people thought senior pastor was a very bad man through the incident of broadcasting, he just believed that Father God loves me, and he overcame them all only by that faith. Even though all the people of the world pointed their fingers at him, he just believed that Father God loves me, and I love him, and he knows the truth. That's what he said. We also should believe in this love of Father God and the Lord and depend on them. Then we can overcome all kinds of afflictions and persecution. During the early churches, so many Christians were tortured. They were beheaded. However, they could take martyrdom by faith was that Father God was the truth that they met. The love of the Lord was true. And they believed that nobody, nothing, no one can break them from the love of Christ Jesus. It is the same for us. When you follow the truth, you may encounter various kinds of hardships. But at that time, our faith shines more brightly. We can overcome them all, thanks to all the things we have experienced. So think of Mary Magdalene. She followed Jesus regardless of different environment and conditions. When Jesus did great jobs and was glorified, she didn't reveal herself. She just silently helped him when Jesus was tired, when he was scorched, when he was crucified. Her following didn't change. She was blocked by soldiers. However, she never left Jesus. It was a situation she could have been arrested and tortured by those angry mob. However, she was never afraid. She didn't change her mind. I believe we share the same heart. Let me read Senior Pastor's previous explanation on Mary Magdalene that he received in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, even though it's quite a long. This is the confession of Mary Magdalene. I was doing my job, and I heard that someone is called the Son of God, and he was healing sick people. So I waited for him, and I bought pricey perfume with all the money I got. With that jar over my head, I thought about him and waited for him. One day, I heard that he was in my neighbor, and I went to him with the jar. There were so many people blocking me. I felt shy. However, I had to see him. I was not brave enough to approach him, but as I saw his face, I realized that he was looking at me. Without my knowledge, I was approaching him. I felt like there were only him and me. Step by step, I approached him. There were people saying things about me, but I didn't care. His disciples tried to stop me. However, they retreated because of my longing. As I knelt down before him, tears came down. My tears fell upon his feet. I washed my tears with my hair and poured the perfume, and I looked up to him. And I could see his eyes were welled up too. And he said, "You are forgiven. Go in peace." On my way home, something happened. I couldn't walk well, but I found myself walk very well. I had a headache all the time, but then there was no headache. I got refreshed. I jumped. I feel so light. I felt like I had wings on my back. I felt like I was soaring up. I was so happy. From that moment on, I followed him. Even though he was too busy to look at me, I was just happy to be in the same space where he was. My faith got piled up as I listened to him, as I saw his miraculous works. I came to know there is heaven and hell. I was so happy to follow him. I just want to pay back for the grace that I received through him. Now he was carrying the cross. Why? Why does he have to take the cross? He is a good man. Why does he have to take the cross? I wanted to take the cross for him, but soldiers stopped me. I recalled all that love that he gave to me. But I cried and followed him. I was so sorry for not being able to help him. I couldn't open my eyes when he was crucified, when his hands and feet were nailed. I'm so sorry for not being able to help him. I only wished his pain would be my pain. I couldn't leave him until he died. I couldn't left him there. When Jesus was crucified, his disciples fled away. However, Mary Magdalene and other ladies were there because they loved Jesus so much. Just like the confession of Mary Magdalene, through our senior pastor, we came to know about spiritual realm, heaven and hell, as if we experienced it by ourselves. We got many reasons to be with senior pastor till the end for this one fact. We got many reasons to be with senior pastor TB till the end. A few weeks ago, once you held the truth, you should hold on to it in any situations. When you hold the truth wherever you are, Father God will be with you. This is the beautiful action. We keep the works that Father God has done for us. This is our cross. There was a mommy magazine and testimony of Brother Treminan and his mother. She registered to Mammon Church in 1997. I remember that. She attended revival meeting along with her son. Her son had damaged the brain, but he was healed. And the brother's interview was very impressive. Senior pastor is life to me. He is my guide to New Jerusalem. I love him as himself. And his mother also said this. He said, "I thought myself, who's senior pastor to me? He is the one who showed invisible God to me. He is the one who prayed more earnestly than I prayed for my son." And she said, when she thought about it, she could hold on to the faith that she had through our senior pastor. Her son improved, and he has received the power of God manifested by senior pastor. That brother confessed that. What a grace we received. Father God was holding him. It's a blessing, right? The way of salvation, way to eternal life, is for us. It's a blessing. So it's not difficult to hold on to the works that Father God has manifested for us. Just like this son and mother, we should never forget the works that we have experienced, and we should give thanks for them. We should never say no to the situation we experienced before. So we cannot but say, this church, senior pastor, is so precious to our lives. Think of your past. When you change your job, what did you do? Even though you got better offer, you didn't change your job easily. Just as you were taught by senior pastor, you thought about the company you worked for. Is it bad for this current company? Does it have any problem with my Christian life? If that company still needed me, we were able to say no to the new job offer, right? We stayed there because what we thought, that because that's what we were taught. So we can see, I mean, even as we think of the case of, you know, changing jobs, we can think of the changing churches where we and left the church that we received in life through. When you hold the truth wherever you are, Father God will be with you as long as you hold on to the truth. This is the beautiful action that we keep the works that Father God has done for us. This is our cross. We should confidently go the way of this cross that the Lord had left to us in order to keep the works that we have experienced unchangingly. Most of all, we should get full of the Holy Spirit by being awake and praying. After the crucifixion, Jesus' disciples were afraid of Roman soldiers. Before they received the Holy Spirit, they locked their doors as they were afraid of high priests and scribes. However, once they received the Holy Spirit, they went out and testified to the resurrection of the Lord. Therefore, we should always receive the power of the Holy Spirit. We can say, this is an emergent situation in a spiritual sense. If we don't pray, we cannot receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It's not easy to keep our heart. The enemy devil and Satan prowls around like roaring lion. So, we gotta be awake. And we gotta have sober spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this Passion Week, we thought about the cross of Jesus Christ. And just like those who kept their faith along with the Lord, we have to keep our faith and heart. All we gotta do is to hold on to the faith, the love and trust in Jesus Christ and Senior Pastor. That's it. Whatever we face now, consider them as grace. Father God made me like this. Father God worked for me like this. Father God has been with me. You remember this as you keep your faith. And believe that Father God will accomplish visions that He has given to us. I pray in the name of the Lord that you take this way of cross with hands on hands. Second, our cross that the Lord left to us is to accomplish the vision given to us. We got many visions. Among them is that our senior pastor will accomplish the will of Father God with the power of recreation. And when it happens, we've got to be united as one. In this moment of blessing, I believe you realize how important it is to be united as one. Before, we could understand why it's happening. We used to manage Christian life together. We laughed together. We loved God together. But suddenly, we couldn't talk to them. They stood against the will of God. How could they do that? It was so sad, right? I myself pondered about the will of Father God who allowed this situation. Then I realized that Father God revealed it to give us understanding, to help us united as one in this end time. First of all, Father God reveals all those hidden, unknown things are revealed. That's what Father God did. It was shocking in the beginning. However, we realized later that it could have been worse if we had not known it. Second, Father God lets us understand many things through these. They received grace through senior pastor too, but why do they do the evil jobs? But as we think about it, we realized many. And we can understand there were many things also recorded in the Bible. What about Absalom and Korah? And there are people who, you know, stick to their, you know, their own opinion, but no one can understand. When they were full of the Holy Spirit, their flesh were not revealed. However, once their flesh was strengthened even a little bit, it affects their flesh, and they are forgotten. All the habit could be revealed. Then we also realized that we used to think that we look at the same thing. However, they got different things that they looked for. And it was revealed when the situation was given. That's what we realized. They spoke the words they didn't speak before. And they raised their voice too. Through these incidents, now we think to ourselves, what about the Antichrist? We're more evil than them. How to deal with them? That's what I thought. Even though I found the answer, it does not mean that, you know, my heart got refreshed, because the problems were not solved yet. The problems still lie before us. I think it's not over until this world is over. Maybe. Maybe it will be over once we go to heaven. When senior pastor is around, because of his authority of light, such in the flesh could not be revealed. Just like, you know, when father is around, you know, his sons do not quarrel. Even though they got in the complaints. However, once father is out, they quarrel. They argue. right? Just like that. In Romance of Three Kingdoms, the Chinese novel, there was, you know, a son, two sons to Jojo. The first son became the king, and his younger brother Joshik was so wise, right? He was greatly favored by his father. So the elder brother could not leave him alone because chances are that, you know, his younger brother could rebel. However, he could not, you know, kill his younger brother with no reason. So he gave him an assignment. If you cannot solve this problem, then I will kill you. You know, they were brothers. And then with the title of brother, without using the word brother, within 7 steps that I make, write a poem. And his younger brother left a very famous poem. Beans from the same root are boiling and they cry. We are from the same, they are from the same root, but why are they hurriedly being boiled? They were from the same root, saying that, you know, he and his elder brother are from the same mother and father. But why are you rushed to kill me? We are all brothers and sisters in the space of the shepherd for a long time. Don't you think Father God will be pleased as we care for each other and love each other? Can you imagine the heart of Father God? How much his heart was hurt when our brothers leave this church? However, Father God could not reveal them to help us realize many things and to help us united as one. And third, Father God prepares us to complete the final end. That is, Father God wants us to be united as one and evangelize the whole world. Father God wants true children. And truth can be revealed when people face tests. So as we face tests, the current address of our faith is revealed. So far, our faith got, you know, recognized through our titles, like such as an elder, senior deaconess, group leader, teacher. However, as we face tests, the truth that we have cultivated in our heart, sincere heart, and perfect faith can be left. Father God revealed them to find true faith, true children. So, you may be surprised when some people that you trusted before leave this church, but you got to discern it well. Why? Because that's the end of their faith. That's their faith. We believe whatever we have experienced before. We believe whatever we have experienced in this church. And we should never judge those who follow their own faith. Faith is to believe what cannot be believed. There are people who believe in things that we can never understand, but we cannot judge them. What about this? Could people understand the command of Father God who ordered Abraham to give his Isaac as a burnt offering, the son that he got at the age of 100? He couldn't discuss it with his wife Sarah. Can you believe, you know, other people could have understood it? People could have thought it's ridiculous, right? However, Abraham completely trusted in God. He didn't use any kind of fleshly thought. and he just obeyed. It looked nonsense. However, he found his faith in God, and he believed it. He didn't use any fleshly thought, and he obeyed. Mary, the Bethany, bought a pound of nard and poured it onto the feet of Jesus and washed it with her hair. The nard was worth 300 denarii. But Jesus was pleased with the act of this lady. But Judas Iscariot didn't think it was right. Why does she waste that money on this? And he criticized on her. Then John 13:2 says, during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him. We cannot fully understand what Father God does, because He is the Creator and we are His creatures. People tend to understand and judge the things by using their knowledge, common sense, theory, or their strength and ability. However, we should know that Father God is far beyond them, transcending all of them, and He works. Sometimes we can understand what Father God does. However, in the end, it is a blessing for us. Here is a story of a mallard duck. And a mother duck and baby ducklings following their mother duck at the stairs. You know, the ducks were moving to a different place. The mother climbed up the stairs, and her ducklings had to follow her. But it was too difficult for them to climb up. You know, mother was just waiting without helping them. She's just waiting. But the baby ducklings try hard to climb up. But it was not easy, right? However, all of them succeeded in climbing up the stairs. The mother duckling just waiting until all her children, you know, climbed up the stairs. The final duckling, baby duckling, was trying so hard, right? You can imagine that how perplexed, you know, the baby duckling was. But he managed. That's the principle of natural law, right? But the mother seemed to very, you know, strict to her, you know, ducklings. However, the mother had the compass and plan. And the baby ducklings could not survive without the mother. However, the ducklings believed that as long as they were with their mother, you know, they could survive, right? So, they just obeyed and just followed the mother, and they survived. All the things that Father God accomplished through our senior pastor contains the providence of Father God, which we can understand them all. And there is a time that Father God has set. But finally, the end is that Father God accomplishes through Man Min. Amen. Father God gave us visions to accomplish the world mission and build Grand Sanctuary. These visions are ongoing. If we left all these things of grace, then we did that because we could find even deeper spiritual word, greater power of God, and better Christian life, right? I'm talking about them. If they are doing managing their such in the Christian life, then I could understand them. You know, since they left the church, you know, if they met the church which could do better job than this church, then we will be happy for them. Even if they found such church, they cannot criticize this church which is full of Father God's power. Accomplishing the world mission cannot be done by seeing a pastor alone. It can be done as we overcome all these, you know, persecution and trials and refinements and be united as one. Then the final end can be accomplished. That's the plan of God. And Father God gave that vision to us. We got to hold on to it and accomplish it. Moses guided over 2 million Israelites to lead them to the land of Canaan, which is overflowing with milk and honey. After Egypt, they faced wilderness. They doubted. They wondered whether there was a land with milk and honey. However, Moses believed in the promise of God. He showed the power of God to people who complained, step by step to Canaan land. However, Moses himself couldn't enter the land of Canaan. Can we say his life is a failure? No way. The important thing is that holding on to the word of Father God. Moses was faithful. He did his job well. That's the right work. Those who believed in the will of Father God, which was presented through Moses, could come to the land of Canaan indeed. What Father God promised, what he said, is truly accomplished. It can be accomplished through the man of God who believed in the word of Father God. About Caleb, who accomplished the vision that he had harbored for a long time. Let me talk about him. He was one of 12 spies. When 10 spies gave negative report, he was the one, along with Joshua, who made a positive report. Caleb said, "We can conquer the land. We can overcome it." He was at the age of 40. They were Anakim. When, you know, he spied over the mountains of Hebron, and he said, "That's my land, give it to me." He was at the age of 85, after 40 years later. He didn't hesitate to make Joshua as their leader. He just encouraged them and helped them. As Joshua 14:12 says, he said, "Give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day." That's what he said to Joshua. Nobody wanted to conquer that hill country, but he volunteered. He wanted permission from Joshua. Usually, people are afraid of that word. However, at the age of 85, Caleb asked Joshua to send him to the warfare. He said he was healthy. "I'm 85, but I'm as healthy as I was 45. He is unlike those young Korean people who are about to go to Korean army. Even though he was old, he was very brave. Now, he was permitted by Joshua. Well, all the young people of Korea who are in the Korean soldier, Korean army, they're doing a great job. So anyway, let's talk about Caleb. Caleb, you know, won all the battles. Now, thanks to Caleb, you know, the Israelites could conquer the biggest land. And later, David, the king of Israel, made the Hebron of a hill country as the capital city of Judah. Caleb never forgot the prominence of Father God, who, you know, said, "This land I will give to you and your descendants in Kadesh Barnea." And Caleb said to Joshua, "Give that hill country to me." Even though the situation was tough, it was not a problem to him even though he was old. His heart didn't sway. He just believed in the word of Father God. And he believed that he could do it. We also should take this time a chance to bear confident fruit by showing faith all the more. Through our senior pastor, Father God showed us visions, and he fulfilled whatever he said with his power, and we have experienced them. And we are experiencing his power through the handkerchief that our senior pastor prayed on. Pastor Jang Jung-yeon, you know, had the mission trip to Venezuela, right? And wherever he went, you know, many people were healed, and many people were waiting for the gospel of sanctification. They listened to the message, even though it was late night. The message from this church is a message of blessing, right? And as he prayed with the handkerchief, so many people were healed. And can you imagine? These things are happening in this church. The works of Father God never changes. And these things that are happening now become our blessing. So those who left this church, come back. Now, people, come to our church and be blessed. We should be able to say like this with confidence. Recently, there were healing works explosively. There was a prayer request by the army camp. There was a fire, forest fire, and there was a prayer request to stop the fire. So Pastor Sujin Lee heard the news and she prayed, right? She said in the morning service that just as senior pastor prayed and acted upon the request, Pastor Sujin Lee also prayed for that prayer request. You know, she put on her clothes and then with the handkerchief she prayed earnestly. And she said that she prayed, and the soldier at the camp got the call that then she prayed. The wind stopped, and the fire stopped in approaching the camp. There were explosive works of healing. She works for senior pastor. Through Divine Healing Meeting, and there was a handkerchief prayer meeting in the city of Gwangju. And there, many people filled up the sanctuary, and they were all healed, and they testified to their healings. Father God is working like this, even now. And last January, there was a testimony by Deacon Kim Jung-chun. You know, it was very impressive. When he was working in China, he fell down from the second floor and he hurt his back. So he couldn't walk. He couldn't work anymore. Well, he came to Manmin, but he was not healed back then. So he went back to China. through GCN, he heard many healing testimonies all around the world. So he was challenged. So he came back to Korea. And he managed the true Christian life again. Now he received much grace through the message. He rendered his heart in repentance. Whenever he prayed and received prayer, his bent back was straightened up. And through the divine healing meeting, he was completely healed. It was impressive because he used to say, "I give up now." However, he realized later, and he held on to the grace, and he was able to be healed later. Nothing is impossible in God. If it is proper according to justice, say, that is, as we repent and turn back, and it is according to justice, then Father God works for us. Is there anything that you haven't received the answer for? Do you think it's okay not to pray? Well, you can receive answer. As you pray, your prayer will pile up and it will reach Father God's throne. Praying without praying cannot be the same. This church helps you pray. This church helps you receive answer. This church guides you to receive healing works. I hope that you can prepare yourself all the more for the upcoming divine healing meeting in April. As the evidences of Father God's being with us are revealed so many times, people are become jealous. Even people, even the souls in heaven, are jealous of my men. There are people who couldn't come to the church, but they say, "My men members are managing great Christian life." And we are so proud of it, right? The word of Father God and His promise will be surely fulfilled. As I said earlier, until it is over, it's not over yet. He has led this church, and He has guided us to have strong bond and relationship with our senior pastor step by step. We came to this Manmin church, we received grace. We experienced the power of God, and we came to trust in our senior pastor. We could experience various kinds of rainbows, one sweet water, spiritual visions. All these things helped us to have trust in senior pastor. Furthermore, during summer retreat, when it rained, senior pastor prayed and the rain stopped. The thick rain clouds cleared up and we could see clear sky. The next year, even under the rain, we never stopped showing our trust in senior pastor. Under the rain. But Father God didn't stop there. He continued to increase the level of our trust. And He's still doing that. I'm not sure whether this kind of test will go on, but we are sure that our faith and trust in God and the Lord and senior pastor never changes. I believe you are full of that faith. Think about John the Baptist who trusted Jesus. He prepared the way of Jesus Christ. He lived a unique life. He didn't take any world pleasure of the world. He said, "Repent, because the heaven is near." He prepared the way of the Lord. Now he was imprisoned. He was about to end his ministry. And he asked Jesus, through his disciples. Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else? Then Jesus answered, as in Luke 7:22, Go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Can you imagine the heart of John the Baptist as he heard this answer? However, back then, so many people witnessed the signs and miracles that our Jesus manifested, but they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. That's why even Jesus said in John 14:11, Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. So far, thanks to our senior pastor, we increased our faith. However, it doesn't change. Even the situation has changed. Without changing, we gotta believe and we gotta trust in the vision the Father God has given to us, and we gotta keep them. I'm not forcing you to trust. It's not difficult to hold on to the faith and vision the Father God has given to us. Just remember the works the Father God has done for us. Just believe them and keep them. Forsaking is even harder. Disciples of the Lord followed Jesus for 3 years, but they couldn't understand why Jesus had to be crucified. So, when Jesus was crucified, they ran away out of fear. When people follow other people, they may sway depending on the situation. But those who hold on to the faith and the word and the vision and the truth, they never change, even when situation changes, because they walk the right way of path. Even though you are a new Christian, as you can discern well, you are here. You have strong relationship with Father God as you walk this way of faith, so you can never easily sway. You keep your position without changing by depending on Father God. You never sway. We can find such people around the world who keep their faith by believing in God and trusting senior pastor. They are those who experience the power of God through our senior pastor. Through Manmin Church, there are many people who found true faith. What about Moldova Manmin Church? We didn't dispatch any missionary to them. They just heard the gospel of sanctification through broadcasting. And they gathered and they set up their own church. They did that because they knew the message was true and they longed for the sanctification. They are now with Manmin because of some kind of benefit. They could believe in senior pastor who pointed their sin but presented a way of sanctification. What about Georgia? They heard there is a pastor of God's power, and they paid attention to Manmin ministry. As they listened to the gospel of sanctification through GCN, they received grace. Pastor Selby Oganesan from Georgia sent us a letter. He said in his letter, Pastors in Georgia received many blessings as they witnessed the ministry of Dr. Gerald Lee and the power of God. We give thanks to Manmin Church who works hard for the souls around the world. We live in the era of the Holy Spirit. And the Father God is showing the works of the Holy Spirit through our senior pastor. And Father God will accomplish this till the end. And we know and we believe this. Don't you think it is our cross that we can hold? We can do that. Heavy, burdened cross, our Lord took it for us. We can go this way of cross, the way of faith, way of vision, with joy and thanks. When we do that, Father God will say, well done. We can never forget the vision that are given to us. We just keep going on to accomplish it. The enemy, devil, and Satan works hard among us to force us leave. They, force people to think that, the praying without praying, there is no difference. There are people who are confused and who are deceived by it. They use their power to make people follow them. But later, they manage their Christian life without the church and senior pastor in their center. And crafty people follow them. So we got to discern well. As we do what we used to do is not strange. The strange thing is to do something different from what they used to do. Brothers and sisters, imagine Man Min after all this refinement. You will have joy and thanks and smile all over your face. And you will dance with your arms up. Imagine the day our senior pastor manifests the power of recreation and accomplish the world mission. People will be amazed and they will glorify Father God with their praise. And you will be the instruments of the Holy Spirit, working hard, busy. Imagine the day that you enjoy the day in New Jerusalem along with your beloved ones. In a place where there is no sorrow, no tears, you just enjoy happy banquets, parties with Father God and the Lord and our Senior Pastor. Can you imagine that? That is given to Man Min Church. That's the vision. And it will be the reality sooner or later. Let me conclude this message. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to this earth in human flesh and suffered the pain on the cross for all mankind. By this, we were forgiven. We were healed of diseases and received the Holy Spirit. Thanks to the Lord who resurrected, we gained the eternal heaven. To everyone who believes this secret, hidden before the time began, the grace of salvation is given. We're living in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, another hidden secret. In this end time, where the works of the Holy Spirit take place like this, like fire, we should know our cross correctly and become the perfect instrument of the Holy Spirit. Our cross is first to keep the works the Father God has done for us, second, to accomplish the vision given to us. That's what I told you tonight. Just as Jesus, who took the cross, wonderfully resurrected 3 days later and became the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, may you take our cross with joy so that you can partake the wonderful resurrection on that day of glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love, Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces, and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.